All right, one thing we do here at Wipeout is we like to pray. That's a great way to talk or with God, not talk to God. We're talking with God. We're in a relationship with Him. It's what we believe. So I'm going to quickly pray for Lockie before he gives us a talk. Lord, thank you so much for our good friend Lockie. Thank you so much for giving him the opportunity to spread your word to these guys here tonight. I pray that you use him and speak through him in your holy name. Amen.
Okay, so we got a Bible verse that is coming up on the screen right now, I hope. All right, so it's from James in chapter 5, verses 12, and it says, "But most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or by earth or anything else. Just simply say yes or no so that you will not sin and be condemned." All right, before I start, I'm going to need two volunteers. Adam, you're up first. No, fine. Yeah, you.
Come on, Sarah.
Sarah. All right, you can get on the chairs. All right, so who doesn't like to say no here? I'm sure I don't. I hate saying it. Hey, saying it? Yep. All right. So Adam here, he's a pretty nice bloke, isn't he? Nice bloke? Yeah? Great bloke. Come on. Give him a clap. Give him a clap. Yeah. Well, if he were to offer a Mars bar to Sarah, would she accept? Would she say yes or no? Of course you would. It's a Mars bar. Yeah. How great is that? But if Adam was to leave this Mars bar on the grounds and walk away, what would Sarah do?
Take it.
Go. Oh, she took it. Oh. All right, cool. All right, you may sit down. You may have one of those Mars bars. You can have one. Adam, there you go.
Thank you.
Awesome. So this scenario is a bit like a clip from How I Met Your Mother. So the devil and the angel on each of your shoulders. Now Ted is the guy in the middle, has a choice to make, so watch that now.
Ted, pee off the roof.
Whoa, I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's people walking down there.
Come on, Ted. Who are you going to listen to? Me or Mr. Goody Goody over there?
Play it again. All right, play it one more time.
Boo! Ted, pee off the roof.
Whoa, I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's people walking down there.
Come on, Ted. Who are you going to listen to? Me or Mr. Goody Goody over there?
All right, so in this scenario, in this clip, Ted has a choice to take a leak off the roof or to hold on and go later. Yes or no? Good or bad? Now, last week's talk, Jack spoke about how to say yes. So tonight, I'm going to teach you about how to be great at saying no. Jesus doesn't want us always to say yes to things asked of us by others. What he's concerned about is that we do what we say, which means, obviously, we can't say yes to everything. Now, Jesus is great at saying yes. We can see that throughout the New Testament, but he's also fantastic at saying no. In Matthew, Jesus is being tempted by Satan. Now, Satan used to be one of God's angels before he thought that he was bigger than God, so turned against God and towards evil. Now, Satan took Jesus up a high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Now Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" He said yes to God and his angels, who were sitting on one shoulder, and no to evil, who were on the other. This is Jesus being brilliant at saying no to what is wrong. Jesus could have gone, "You beauty, I can have all the kingdoms of earth, everything, and I can be very, very powerful." But he didn't, and he stayed faithful to God. This can happen at school any time. Now, Jack had the example last week about bullying. Now, say your friends were bullying someone at school. They were pushing them around, calling them names. And your friends are egging you on to join in. What do you do? The devil is sitting on your shoulder saying, "Do it. They don't fit in around here." Whilst the angel is on your other shoulder saying, "You know this is bad. Why do it? You wouldn't want to be treated like this. What would Jesus do?" You want to be known as someone that says no in the right situations, just like Jesus does. You want him to be saying it next to you. Now, in our verse, it talks about not taking an oath by heaven or by earth. Not being someone that promises to be somewhere and doesn't go. You want to be someone that is reliable. Now, can anyone remember the old "cross my heart and hope to die" and the old pinky promises? Yep. Ooh, okay. Well, Jesus wants us to be the sort of person that chooses to keep our promises, to keep that pinky promise, and being a reliable person, even if it means giving up something really big. Now, 2 years ago when I was in year 11, I just decided to study math methods. I thought it was a good choice. I enjoyed my maths at the time, and I thought it would be a really good subject. Now, when you apply for the subject, you have an obligation to do all the work that is required. For those of you who don't know, in year 11 and 12, there are 3 different types of maths to choose from. Methods is the middle one, but it comes with a huge workload, something about 1 to 2 hours of homework a night. Further maths, which is the lowest of the maths, comes about half an hour to an hour. And specialist is upward of 2 hours of homework. I didn't realise this. I was a very busy person at the time and didn't have a lot of time to do maths homework. The first topic I didn't understand, and by the end of semester one, I'd failed the subject. I decided to say no to do that subject because it was way out of my league. And it was taking up too much of my time. So I moved to the lower maths, and throughout year 12, I had an A+ average. I knew that I couldn't keep the promise of doing all the work that was required in the class. So I made the decision for this to be a no, and stuck with it. It eased my workload, and it paid off big time. Saying no to something like this, it really helps you, because for me, it was saying no to something that was really big. To be perfectly honest, I thought I was up to that standard and even above it. But never promise people that you will do something or that you'll be somewhere if your yes can't be yes and your no, no. As a follower of Jesus, you want to be looked at as someone that said, people saying, "Wow, this person is honest. I can trust them." Now, some advice for you. Take control of what to say yes to and what to say no to. There are many pressures from different people and different situations. that can influence you. For me, my biggest influence was my school. Now, I went to Trinity Grammar, and one of the first things that I heard in Year 7 on my very first day was take up every opportunity that you can. I played hockey for the school. I played music for the school. I was part of the musicals. I even dressed like a girl for the school. I felt all of this pressure from school to do all this stuff and sometimes to make a fool of myself. I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. But it can stray our focus away from what school is about and what it is there for. Now look at what you're doing at the moment and ask yourself, am I doing too much? Do I have time to read my Bible? Do I have time to commit to Wipeout? I'm saying let your yes be yes and your no be no. Making sure that saying no is always in your head. If you've said yes to coming here at Wipeout each week, then if some of your friends invite you out on Friday night, instead of going out with them, invite them here along to Wipeout here. We love having new people around here. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Now, I used to struggle with this concept, but this year especially, I'm really good at saying no. I've said yes to leader here at Wipeout. I've said yes to playing in a band, as long as all the stuff that comes with uni. But I said no to going out on a Saturday night until 3 in the morning, and no to more sport, which is, quite frankly, a really big thing for me. If you can't take that oath, that promise that you've made to your parents, to your school, or even here at Wipeout, that is when you know it is time to say no. I have done it, and it has really helped later on in VCE and now in university. Most of all, with your decisions, make them with Christ. And hopefully people can see him through your decisions that we make. Let me pray to finish. Lord, thank you that you did not turn away from what is right. We pray that we can be like you when there are tough times to say no. Help us when they come and guide us. We thank you for all that you have done to make us who we are and helped us out with the choices that we make. In your name we pray. Amen.